Well, we had a very successful meeting today. That was the first time that small island leaders summit was given a full day to go over the issues that are very important to the small island states. And as you can see from the document that has been handed out to you, we had very substantial discussion on the Pacific Plan, which I'm sure you are all aware of. We have agreed to support the Pacific Plan in the Pacific Island Forum at its meeting tomorrow or in the next few days. We think that the plan encompasses our development aspirations and our goals and objective to improve and to develop the Pacific Island region. We also discuss other issues that are and concerns that are important to the Pacific, such as the avian bird flu threat that is now threatening the Pacific Island region. We also had substantial discussion on the Pacific regional assistance to Nauru. As you know, Nauru has faced some economic and financial crisis of late, and I'm pleased to know that the president of Nauru is here with us today and will be able to provide more insight on what's happening in the Republic of Nauru. Other issues of importance, such as the petroleum import issues, that one of the issues that are really affecting the Pacific Island region, have been discussed at very substantial level. We're looking at and trying to revive the concept of bulk processing so that we can jointly afford a more reasonable price for our Pacific Island countries, as well as the government, who are trying to provide services to the respective citizens. Another issue that was brought up at the meeting and which received the endorsement of all the member countries was that of the Pacific Island Forum Fisheries Agencies. We have enhanced the level of participation by the government, by the respective governments, by including the decision makers of the various governments in the Pacific region, and we've elevated the level of participation to include the ministers who are responsible for fisheries in their countries. And we believe that's a very substantial improvement in the governance and in the policy making decision that is been in case and involved in the process as far as fisheries is concerned in the Pacific. There were also discussion on the continuing problem of radioactive contamination in the Marshall Islands, the country which I represent. As you know, we're in the middle of our negotiation with the United States, in which we try to get the United States government to address some of the remaining legacy of the nuclear testing in the Marshall Islands. And we've sought the assistance and support of the Pacific Island Forum, as well as the Small Island Leaders Summit. I'm pleased to note that on that issue, the Marshall Islands was given a very substantial support by the neighboring countries and our colleagues in the Pacific in our effort to get the United States to address adequately the problems of the nuclear testing in the Marshall Islands. I guess those are some of the major issues that were discussed in this summit. of course, we're looking at the possibility and plausibility of expanding the scope and the membership of the small island states, and we were very happy to have with us today the president from French Polynesia, first as an observer, and hopefully in the next couple of meetings, French Polynesia will be accorded associate membership status by the Pacific Island Forum, and we were very happy and very pleased to have the participation of the president from French Polynesia in this meeting. Yes, any other comments you might
like to ask questions?
Yeah. Okay, we'll be happy to take a few questions.
Mr. President, how far and how can the forum realistically press the U.S. to give a good deal over your radiation problems? Could they just say no?
Well, I
boycotts.
Well, I don't think
it. Muslims into the country.
I don't think it will come to that, but the political pressure and the diplomatic pressure that our neighboring countries in the Pacific can put on the U.S. government, mindful of the fact that almost every country in the Pacific also have their bilateral relation with the United States, which I'm sure can be also used as a leverage to get the United States to come around and try to address some of the problems that are still there as a result of the and as a consequence of the testing program, the Marshall Islands.
Mr. Noakes, yes. Don Wiseman, Radio New Zealand International. When you say that you're supporting the Pacific Plan, does that mean that there's nothing in the Pacific Plan that bothers you?
Sorry, can
are the leaders of the small island states happy with everything in the Pacific Plan?
Yes, well, don't forget that we were involved in the Pacific Plan from its inception. In fact, I also represented the small island states in the core group, and we also participated actively as far as the small island officials were concerned in the development of the Pacific Island plans. So a lot of most of our concern and interest have also been incorporated in the plan.
Alistair Thompson from Scoot Media New Zealand. In particular, in the Pacific Plan, is PACER and PACTA and attempting to push those two trade agreements. Many of your small island nations are very dependent on tariffs for government revenue. Could I have comments from each of you on how you would see
your
PACER for those revenues?
Yeah, okay. If I may respond to that in part, and perhaps my colleagues will add to that. As small island countries, we of course have very little to trade. And I think this was kept very much in mind when the plan was being drawn up in the consultative process that was part of the whole process. Small island countries tend to regard labor mobility as perhaps an area where it could be part of the trade in services rather than goods. And so we will be putting that forward. It's part of the plan. It's part of an issue that will be considered within the forum itself.
Thank you. Could I get a comment from the other two members of the panel on that issue of whether or not the idea of tariff-free trade in the Pacific is practical to the countries?
Well, I share the comments that were made by my colleague from Kiribati. You know, we're in very similar position, at, you know, with regard to the PICTA and BASER. So we basically, I think it's quite adequately covered. You know, to respond to that question.
Are you saying that labor mobility is seen as a sort of a alternative to paraffin income because you can use remittance.
No, okay. If I, maybe perhaps I didn't quite touch on that issue. I think you're referring to our revenue generation from the tariff that's imposed. And of course, we do depend very largely on the as a source of revenue from tariff. We are restructuring. We are looking at alternative ways of, rather than place a levy on the tariff, we will be looking at alternative tax arrangements. And this will be hopefully in place by the time these agreements have to be made effective. So we will have alternative sources of income via a different mechanism, if you may.
Because I mean, the alternative mechanisms, which are suggested, are value-added taxes. And in many cases, your economies aren't monetized, so people aren't paying very much for goods and services in a way that they can be taxed.
I think to a large extent there is a... Perhaps we're more monetized than we realize, and perhaps you realize. Much of our population is actually in the rural area, where much of the economic activity is actually taking place. So this is an area that we will need to look at very much more closely. But it is under consideration and due for implementation when the time comes.
There's been several comments. I think that the plan is a device by Australia and New Zealand to secure the region of their patch, dominated economically. Who would you rather be dominated by, Australia, New Zealand, or the Chinese?
Maybe you should answer that.
Maybe none of the above. we believe the Pacific plan will be good for everybody in the region.
You know the idea of bulk buying of oil in the statistics number times before. The small island states are really able to do it separate from the other members, or what was it then?
We have there's different concepts in a country, but as you know that the small island states conference is all by itself, apart from the big forum itself. But we work on a regional basis. And regarding the Pacific plan, it's not really a matter for certain countries to come up with the plan. But we work together as a whole in the region so that there's research from every country, not only Australia and New Zealand, not even from China. But we work as a regional enterprise that comes up with a plan, and we believe, as leaders in the Pacific, we believe that the work has been done thoroughly by the Forum Secretariat in conjunction with researchers in every part of the island region. So we come up with a plan here, we put them together, and like this, we consolidate what has been done after the researches, and we come up with the paper here, which we have now.
Mr. Scott, you're going to make a presentation later this week to forum members about what you would like them to do for Nauru. What do you want them to do?
There's so many things that I want to do, especially now that the island is really down. And everybody knew, because it would be not the first time that I present my back to basics concept. But I have presented my review of the problem on Nauru at the last meeting in Samoa. And I'm very grateful that Nauru is accepted under the assistance by the Forum Secretariat and the countries in the Pacific under the Pikatawa Declaration. So if I may say that we have a paper to present, it's not for me to divulge this at this time now. Otherwise, some spies will tell somebody else outside.
Yeah. Well, we have a few more. Can we have this lady here? Or somebody back there? Okay.
At the last forum meeting, the last Small Island States meeting last year, I understand that Kiribati and Tuvalu have raised the concerns about the non-payment of the nationals were given in our meeting. And there was some talk of repatriation of these workers if they were paid.
You want to comment on that?
Yes, it's a big issue on Nauru because, as maybe people would know, that we have workers, employees on Nauru Kiribati and Tuvaluans who have not been paid for the many years past. And we are fortunate now that we have come to some sort of finalization of the payments to be made to these people. And as I did say, it's not for me to divulge at this time that we're coming to them eventually, but we're fortunate in the sense that we're getting some assistance in regard to paying these people. But what I would like to say is that this regards to how proper government of a country can run its own resources and financial system. But in my country, I'm happy to say that I have a new government which is very competent and transparent and accountable to the people. And by saying that we're doing away with the old manner of governance, now we're into a new stage of governance which is for a change on a reformatory measures. And we're very glad to say that we will eventually resolve this problem on the Kiribati and Tuvaluan people who have not been paid for many years past. You know.
So these workers will be repatriated after they pay?
We believe so, yes. If we would like to take on some. There are some expert people that we'd like to keep on. But I believe that most of them, after all those problems they've been having on Nauru, once they get their money, they will be able to transfer back to their homes and live a happy life.
Whose responsibility will be the repatriation of the
care passengers? Yeah, we are working on that because there's talks on certain donor entities to assist in that regard.
Your question, please.
I was just going to say, I understood that the Pacific Plan was very controversial and that there was going to be some healthy debate about it, but it seems you've been persuaded to support it quite quickly, quite easily. Are the small island states really going to benefit and some payoff by endorsing the plan?
Yeah, I think what should be clear in the whole process of drawing up the plan is that it's been a very detailed consultative process. Each of the island countries were visited. All sectors of the community were consulted at all levels. And so, to a large extent, I think it's a very different product from what might have been envisaged when it was first discussed. And I think the point that was raised here also, is this a ploy by Australia and New Zealand to do that? We don't believe it is. We believe it's a... Like in any document, you cannot be totally happy with 100% of the proposals. And I think the the components of the Pacific Plan which were more relevant to small island states were considered today. We are quite happy with those components. Naturally, there would be components which would be more relevant to the larger countries. So it's a document that's been generally acceptable. We must accept that it's a living document. It's not a final document.
But so it has been described as a living nightmare by some people in the last few
while. I guess it depends on the view. Our view at this time is that it's a document that we can progress with positively.
Mr. Tom, you mentioned there being wide scope for consultancy. You have all these thousands and thousands of NGOs screaming like mad. Do you take all of them seriously, or are they to be taken seriously? Or they just making jobs themselves on these sort of
per diem rounds? Yes, I think the issue of NGOs, civil society, I think is a healthy process. I think their participation in the whole process, of the whole democratic process, is healthy. I think there is also the issue of wanting to have more control and influence from what you really are mandated to do. I think at the end of the day, we are a democratic society. We must abide by that democratic system, and the system says that the government that is elected in power has the mandate. Surely, certainly the NGOs and what have you always want to promote their own viewpoints. We accept that, but I think with this, all of this has to be taken with considering in mind all of the wider issues which governments should have the mandate to refer to. So.
I should also add that even the civil societies, the NGOs, were also consulted. And speaking for my part from the Marshall Islands, they were invited to participate in the deliberations of the issues that are in the Pacific Plan. Don't forget that in the last meeting of the Pacific Island Forum, we elevated the level of recognitions that we give to the NGOs. We actually made the NGOs part of the whole package, and they've been consulted.
Could you just explain, President Temeru was president today, president of your meeting for the first time, and you infer that perhaps French Polynesia, so he's a new equator, nowadays, might be admitted to the SIS group. Could you say, what is now an SIS, small island state? Where do you draw the line between small, medium, and big? Because the quotations are quite rich on medium French.
Well, that's a definition that we actually were trying to wrestle with today, and we didn't decide what the criteria ought to be to determine small island status. I think we don't want to confuse the issue. Tahiti Nui was not here as a member of SIS, but as an observer. I think the point being made was that they are vying for membership, which is will be under consideration by the forum proper when it meets to consider whether or not there should be different categories of membership, including associate membership.
Yeah, Moses Mududon from Palau. My questions relate to the Pacific Plan. I noticed it's still in the discussion. I noticed in the documents that it's going to be decided by next year, 2006 or 2007. Now, there are 14 kind of ambitious initiatives to be undertaken in the plan. And my question is, when will these initiatives like the petroleum projects and all the rest of the topics that we have discussed today? My question is that there's a Pacific Action Plan Committee that's going to undertake enforcement. And there's also a reference group that's supposed to represent civil societies and media. Now, my question is, when will this plan be operative? And these ambitious initiatives, is there some time frame? When is the committee is going to be formed? Is it going to be like a sub-organization of the forum? So,
When we need some time after that.
Let me ask my second question and then relate to Nauru. As to the assistance to the our brothers in Nauru that actually have crisis, what practical assistance have been taken by other members of SIS or forum members in the last 1 year when the forum took this matter, or in the next 1 year? In terms of actual assistance, is there some plan by members to do something practical, or do you expect the donors, like Australia and New Zealand, to do all the giving? For example, Marshall's hospital was burned, the warehouse of Pala had to send some medicine. Wadiap had a typhoon last year, devastated, we sent ship, we sent support. So what, I guess, did Palau, the delegation, or other members of SIS make some commitment of some kind with support, or we're just talking and we're going to expect donor countries to continue?
If I may answer that, in Nauru's case, we have a donors roundtable meeting at the end of November, but that's a different one. As you did say, that's coming on. We'll be sitting down with the donor countries and entities to work on more assistance to Nauru. But in regards to your questions about what sort of assistance has been going on, I may disclose that there are assistance that has been going on for Nauru, apart from Australia. Australia is the main donor country now. That's on a bilateral level. Actually, they're helping us out on our problems. And we will be getting some assistance from New Zealand on a bilateral level. And we're getting some other assistance from some other countries in the Pacific. Like, just for example, I have had an assistance from the government of Kiribati through the auspices of the favor from the my colleague from Kiribati, that we may be able to use the service of their Chief Justice. These are the things that may assist with Nauru, because our problem is really down on financial issues. So there are other assistance from some other countries in the Pacific, from the countries. We're getting some from Samoa. So we're getting some from our neighbors in the Pacific. And at the SIS meeting, we had encouraging comments from some of our brothers in the meeting that they may be able to help Nauru where we need a person, where we cannot pay for these services. For example, we are down on payment. As you know, that all public servants, and even myself on Nauru, we are getting paid ourselves $140 on a blanket, you know, on a blanket. We have to do that. We pay everybody. The person who sweeps on the road, employed by government, he gets 140. And myself as a president, I get 140. That's a way of regularizing the money that we have. We haven't got any revenue. We haven't got anything. The country is down to that extent that we have to share the resources we have.
Good.
So we're fortunate to have assistance from some other countries where we don't pay money to this.
On the question
of questions, please.
On the question of aid, that the islands often say that they don't accept Thai aid. Now, you three gentlemen have relations with Taiwan. Do you feel that you are caught between Taiwan and China in a form of competition for votes at the UN and elsewhere, that is rather demeaning to the whole forum and amounts to blackmail by China on small countries? I believe China is now threatening to block your access to various aid because you support Taiwan.
No, actually, that issue was not discussed at the SIS meeting. And,
you might have discussed
we all have our you know, perspective yeah. respond to that, but that's not an issue that we you know we discussed at the SIS meeting.
So I think we're not really worried about that. We're not really worried about it in the sense that, you know, that our three countries are related to Taiwan. More or less, we base on the principles of democracy and human rights. And whatever China, I think China can offer more than Taiwan, so we decide to go for Taiwan. And most of you will go to the bigger country to get more, you know? But we decide to get less. But that's
the same. Any other forum actually come to assist you financially?
Who's that? Sorry.
Nauru, the first country, members of the forum itself, and the government to help you financially.
Yeah, we're fortunate for the assistance that is being rendered to Nauru. You know, as I did express earlier on to some other entities, that my government has been in office for 1 year, and we believe that we've stabilized the country there. We've stabilized the economy, and people are not complaining. And I think the Norwegian people are quite good in the way that they're very resilient. Nobody in other countries will not be paid for months on end, and they still work. But our people are quite good in the sense that I'm very happy to say that we have completed 1 year with assistance from others and also from my government's initiative to bring back the country up to...
Thank you very much. We'll have to call it there, as the leaders have some other commitments.